And now another musical break with David Rovics. This one is called First We Take New York City.
We're gonna have free daycare for all the kids. Freeze the rents and start the bids for contracts to build actually affordable housing by the transit in the middle of the metropolis, where from now on the transit is free. First we take New York City. First we take New York City. We're gonna tax the rich and make them pay, so the rest of us can manage to stay in the place where for so long, for so many, was the home for those who didn't have any. And then 90,000 people volunteered for Mamdani. First we take New York City. 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 People hit the streets and showed everybody how organized people can stand up now. Working together we can change the course, cut the crap and go right to the source. Focus on the things that matter so much to the many. First we take New York.
First we take New York City.
First we take New York City.
First we take New York City.
So I'm down here at the Food Not Bombs meal. It's the 11th of April. So we're talking, what's your name, man?
Dino.
And Dino, you say you're... The rain hit you, was it today or last night?
Last night. Okay, thank you. And everything looked pretty good. Uh-huh. I when I went to sleep, I thought, I'm safe, you know? No rain from the top, no rain from the sides. You know, the tent seemed secure. So I fell asleep nice and warm and woke up wet underneath me on my back, and just a small portion of my back, and then a few minutes later, I tried to move up.
You started floating, huh?
Yeah, and before you know it, I'm in 5 inches, 4 or 5 inches of water.
Where was this, if you want to say?
Limekiln Street.
And do you think other people are experiencing the same, or did
Definitely.
You?
Yeah, I heard screams, cries of, not screams, but cries of agony from all up and down the street.
I'm talking to you about. About what time of night? Any idea when that was?
Oh, just before, around 3 or 4 in the morning.
And do you notice when the rain started?
Yeah, last night around sunset. Yeah.
Was it a moderate rain that got worse?
It was mild when it started. Yeah, it seemed like it wasn't going to be much.
And the rain didn't really wake you, but it was the glub 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 that awoke you, or?
Oh well, there were different disturbances throughout the night. You know, different things, but. It was the wet. All of a sudden, you know, myself and all my bedding was wet. And I managed to secure a couple feet that I could just get a portion of my back on to sit up. And, yeah, that's life when you live outdoors.
I mean, that's just, how much of your stuff was savable?
Oh, my God. When I go back, I'd imagine about 10% of my stuff would be salvageable.
And how close were you to other people's tents?
At least the prepackaged food. Limekiln is not too bad. The real estate's a lot cheaper there, so to speak.
A low rent district.
Yeah, I like it. And it's much quieter too. It's like going to another state. You know how people go from like Maryland to Pennsylvania, or they used to, because the better taxes, better schools.
I'm a West Coast guy.
That kind of thing. Yeah, and I would imagine it's like Oregon. Better schools, lower taxes, kind of thing. People go up to Oregon.
On Limekiln. Did you move there after a sweep off Coral Street?
No, they sweep Limekiln just as much, I think they always have, I believe. I'm not certain of that.
Were you swept recently?
I've not been, I did stay on Coral for a week or two before the last sweep. Mm-hmm. And, I had a friend invite me to his tent there just to watch his stuff and to watch his tent and whatnot. And he had an extra tent, so made a little compound and, yeah. You know, just with extra tarps.
How did he fare in the rain, do you know?
He actually disappeared.
He floated away.
No, no, I did before all this. He's been gone for over a week. I've heard tale of where he is and stuff, but yeah. Seems like he might be in some trouble. He might have gotten himself into some trouble. He's only 24. I don't think he thinks ahead far enough for a lot of things. It's, you know.
Well, I'll let you eat here. And we've been talking with...
Dino Dino.
Dino. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And you said you had a similar problem?
No, I saw that over there. What? Where they stay at. I'm not homeless. I live over on 7th. But I saw that where they're sleeping at, along the curb there, the rain goes down and it gets like a lake in there all the time.
You're on Limekiln.
Huh?
On Limekiln Street?
Yeah, over there on Coral Street. I go like this. How do they sleep like that? And the rain's just coming right through their tents. I go, wow. Seems like they picked this tent up off the ground instead of along the wrong side of the curb like that. I wouldn't put my tent like that. I would.
You've lived outside?
Oh, I was homeless 17 years I was before.
How many years?
17 years.
Here in Santa Cruz?
Yeah, yeah. Not now, I'm not. I got my place now. I got a place.
How secure is your place?
Oh, it's good. I own my property now. My parents give me that place I got.
And what's your name if you want to say?
My name's Donald.
I'm Robert Donald.
Donald Costello. I was born and raised here all my life in this town.
And What made you decide to venture into the great outside life?
I had to.
Economic conditions?
Well, I was gang-related in Watsonville. My dad kicked me out. And that's the way it was. I did a lot of bad things and went to prison, got out, was homeless. And met a guy and then from Corleone, and he ended up giving me a place to live. And I worked on a horse ranch for 3 years, and then I got off the streets. And I haven't been that way in years now. I got my own place, and I like it that way. And people want to move over there, but I want them to pay rent, and they don't want to pay rent. I can't let them live there for free, right?
You tell me. You would know better.
I go, I would need money.
Yeah, you generally do in this kind of world.
They go, well... That's the way it is. I go, I can't let you live in my place for free. No. $200? I go, I can't rent your room for $200. I can't do it. I got to pay everything else and all that. And I go...
What kind of rent do you have to pay? If you wish to say, do you have to pay?
About them, I told them at least $600-$700 a month for a room. Because that's cheap. Because I got a 7-bedroom house. And it's nice. We built it and... I wanted $800-$900 a month for the rooms, because they're nice. It's up in SoCal and Bosco.
How does that compare with your expenses, keeping up the place?
I get my, I'm a veteran. I was in the military, and I pay the lights and the water and garbage and all that, and I live on... the money for what I get from there out of my VA's, $5,000 a month for my lady when she passed away, left with bills. I live on $550 a month.
And how much kind of rent do you have to pay?
I don't pay rent. I own it.
That's great. How about taxes and the mortgage?
It's all paid. It's paid up.
Wow.
Every payment's paid up.
Nicely done.
Yeah. I'm going to sell it all, though. I got 7 houses over there. I'm going to sell it. My parents give me $2 million, and I put $1.5 million in my land up there and gutted them all out and rebuilt them. And they're nice. I'm going to sell it, though. I'm going to keep the house I was born and raised in. It's on Boswick over there. And all the rest, I'm going to sell it.
Cool. And we have been talking with, if you want to remind us, your name again?
Donald Costello.
Thank you, Donald.
Yeah. I've been here all my life in this town. I like Santa Cruz, but it's not like it used to be.
So how has it changed?
Ever since the earthquake came and messed it up. We just messed it up bad. All my friends are dead or they moved away. I see a lot of new young people here now compared to when I was here.
Of course, they may not have had the advantage of the Corralitos ranch experience that you had, right?
What do you mean by the Corralitos?
Well, didn't you say that you had experience that you were homeless for quite a while, and then you got...
Oh, 17 years, yeah. I lived up in the Pocono. I mean, not there, on Cloud Gulch Road up in Nicene Marks, up in the Loma Prieta area, out to Willis Park. It was nice up there.
I've heard of him a lot.
I stayed down here and I got ripped off all the time. I moved up there and never got no trouble. Nothing.
Has it changed much around your neighborhood from what you hear around Limekiln and Coral Street?
What do you mean by that?
In terms of rip-offs, people ripping each other off.
It's bad now. Before, it wasn't like that around here. It got worse in this town.
Why do you think that happened?
Too many thieves, and a lot of the homeless was doing it.
Well, one thing, they replaced, you notice the timing of when drugs became quasi-legal. At the same time, what happened? Fentanyl came out. Every time there's a good forward progression in society, and society decides to make a step forward with mercy and compassion and intelligence, the lower aspect of humanity seems to reach out and do something kind of insidious
Or the higher guys who run things.
What's it called? There's a word for it, a phrase for it.
Weed, hash, and acid was in this town, because I used to sell weed in the park, in the San Lorenzo Park back in the days.
Say that again.
And I know when all the drugs came here, don't blame it on the drugs. It was the people what was messing it all up. That's what it was. The people were screwing it up here in this town, and I go like this, it's bad. It's my trip, my town. They tell me, go back to where you found my boy and raised here in this town. And I go, this is my town, man. You come and you screw it up. They screw it up, and it used to piss us off. Try to get them out of here, and they wouldn't. A lot of people can't. What I see around here now, I don't know where the hell they come from. I never see them here. I don't know where the hell they come from.
Well, they're building for the wealthy, and the wealthy come here, you know.
And this used to be a town to live in, not no more. It's all higher to live here now. Rent's higher. So, a lot of them can't afford rent here, because it's too damn high to live here.
Yep, that's what I keep hearing. Well, listen, thank you, and let me... I'll be putting this in an archive if you ever want to hear yourself again. It's
I don't mind it at all. Yeah, I was in the military and all that stuff. And I know what it is to be homeless, and it's not easy. It's hard. You got to really want to get off the streets to get out of here.
Thank you.
You just got to put in, ask God for forgiveness, man, and he'll help you. That's what I did. You got to be
all
honest
right.
with yourself.
Here, here. Take care, man.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you as well.
Yeah, I wish I could think of the name of the phrase that I'm thinking of.
I think we may get the gist of it from the context.
Yeah, there's a specific phrase for it, but I just can't think of it.
Gonna get seconds?
Oh, no, I'm gonna throw this away. I have actually food there. I usually do sweets before savory. It seems to work better for my digestion.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you. And again, we were talking with
Dino.
Thank you, Dino.
How's good meeting you, man? It was nice talking to you and meeting you.
And it was nice listening to you, what I could hear.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Oh, Lord, that's a loaded question. I think it's funny that all these people are, like, tripping about, like, you know, human rights issues around the world, right? But they're overlooking the main one that's happening right in front of their faces right here, which is, like, the war against the homeless people here is just so messed up. Like, we're U.S. citizens. I'm indigenous myself. And, you know...
What tribe?
Omaha. Out of Nebraska.
What's your name?
My name is Hiroko.
I'm Robert.
Nice to meet you. Yeah, like, it's messed up. They act like we're not even people. And they're going as far as to do crazy things, like they shut off all the water fountains in town. So they're depriving this tax-paying citizens of water just to get at us. And it's messed up. Like, we're people, too. It's so sick. It's super sick. You can't use the bathroom anywhere. Like, we're run out of places. If you even look remotely homeless, they'll just kick you out. It's just, what do they expect? I mean, this is going to come to a head eventually, you know? There's a lot more of us than there are of them.
Well, the sooner people get together, the more likely it is to get better.
Right. It takes people speaking up about it. You know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil kind of deal, you know? A lot of people are afraid to say stuff about it because they're afraid of retaliation. But, you know, I'm not afraid of shit, pardon me. Because, like, I mean, what are they going to take from me? I don't have much to take, you know? I don't have much to lose anymore by speaking up. somebody's got to do it, because what they're doing is just damn wrong.
Do you want me to put you on an email list or contact you by phone to let you know if there's a protest coming up?
Actually, yeah, that'd be cool.
Let me make a note. If I can find a pen, that is.
This song by Rovix is called Hearts and Minds.
This is no time for political purity. This is a battle for humanity. It's a struggle for life on Earth. Time to fight for all your worth. This is not the time to hold back. It's time to organize and go on the attack. For a society with no one left behind. It's a battle for the hearts and minds. If you love the people, I got arms open wide. If you don't, I'll meet you outside. These are the moments that make or break. Nothing short of a world at stake. If you just want to equivocate, you're a century too late. Because this is a fight for a society. You can find danger in every tool. You can play it safe and play the fool. Spit it out if you got a plan. Otherwise, it's do whatever you can. Because it's a fight for a society with no one left behind. It's a battle for the hearts and minds. Yes, this is a fight for a society.
So I'm talking with a person who has some thoughts. You can be scary. It can happen. And maybe that's good.
Maybe.
Go ahead. If you have any thoughts on this.
What in particular are you looking for?
Any experiences you've had in the last week that have particularly struck your attention about what's important on the streets that you saw. Did you learn anything in the last week?
I've spent the last 2 weeks since the multi-stabbing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my first weekend back out.
And how does it look to you? You feel different than you. I know you were quite upset at that time, and as many of us were.
I just I know that the person who is taking care of Justin's dog, Gorgeous, is in a safe and stable home with toys and dog food and a large bed. And I've been in contact with his probation officer. And I voice recorded the whole thing and caught it on video at about the aftermath-ish. And I also have people who's given me their names and they're okay with me recording them of how it all went down. All the truth.
Did you learn anything new about that you didn't know lay in the last few weeks when you got further interviews with people?
You're their first interview. I haven't given the DA the information. I didn't attempt anything until yesterday. I like to make sure I make all my connections before I just try to handle
your facts straight.
I try to have all my facts and have my stuff in order. So they want me to take it to the DA's office on Monday, but I let them know that I would not be doing that until I viewed it first, both recordings.
You're good.
That's it.
And Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
All right. We have a man who was examining my flyer. Sir, what do you make of this, if anything?
Well, let's see. You're calling out Jeremy Leonard.
Jeremy is a hardworking guy, I'm told.
He puts a lot of energy into...
But he does.
Different activities.
Indeed.
Whiskey, two.
You're looking at my U.S. Out of the Middle East, Stop the Sweeps of the Poor flyer, and
that's right.
It's a little.
United.
That's the organization that I work with, actually.
That's right. I hope you're getting a living wage out of that.
It's paying in. No, not really.
The wages of sin, are they paid? Or
The wages
of rebellion?
Life takes its toll, let's put it that way.
Yeah, but I think you get paid in some way. I heard you have secret...
Secret funding. But if it's secret, I can't talk about it, but...
Yeah, I know, but I can lie about it. I can speculate. I can imagine.
And you can... Just being a... free country, you can do whatever you'd like, provided you can pay for it. Son.
Well, that's right. Or you have a blood connection to Fred Keeley or
Fred
Jimmy
and I
Panetta
are just good friends.
Up the ladder of revenue generators.
Or down the pole, one of the two.
Tell me about the homeless response manager in this town.
You know, I've heard that phrase before, but I think that's a county official, or is it a city official? I don't know.
This is city, the funded city fella from Salinas, all right? And so he should know Santa Cruz very well by now. He removed the bench lands in stages.
Oh.
So he may be sweeper in chief, for all I know.
Sweeper in chief. Now, there's a position that some would envy him, others might not.
Now, some... civilizations would respond to unhoused population with showers, you know, with laundry, with storage.
Lord provides showers every month or so. Now, come on.
Okay. I guess, yeah, you have a...
I take it you lack religion, my boy.
I do. Wait, hell? Excuse me? Yeah, I think, I just see the community in general... not responding particularly, you know.
You are a man who gets around, so you will probably know more about that than I.
Well, there's an association of faith communities.
Association
they
of faith.
They keep the faith.
The faith. They have lots of property.
Yeah, I think they have.
They
faith
use it for the poor and the homeless, of course.
Well, they wear fig leaves.
They
cover their shame. I think it is. They call it.
Doesn't everyone? Now, come on.
Yeah, well, to some degree. Some are bigger fig leaves than others.
Bigger figures than...
yeah. Well, anyway, you're right in connecting us all. I just got an invitation to a gala.
A gala?
Yeah, to celebrate...
Chris Brown's inauguration?
That's a good one. Yeah. Have you noticed how so many nonprofits, non-governmental organizations... have awards banquet incessantly.
I know it's a regular phenomenon.
Patting ourselves on the back of medals for doing what we are to
do. You guys are hard working with those awards. You got to award yourself with something. Who else would?
It's true. It is true. So you ask the tough questions, don't you?
I try to give the tough answers.
Okay.
But I don't usually find them.
Well, maybe I've misquoted you many times, but it was one of my favorite.
You misquoted me, if you don't mind.
Hear me out now.
Yeah.
This is a season of running for offices and
running from the officers.
I thought it was you that first had the audacity to question the candidate as to what they would do the day after they lose.
Now, I would say audacious, pretty direct. You know, what are you going to... We know most of these people who actually have something to say are not going to be allowed to win.
Most of it, yeah, right.
And
exactly.
Therefore, what are you going to do next? Are we going to waste our time pretending you're going to win, and then you can try it again in two more years, you know?
What? It's a delicious question. I just think
you probably read
you don't
this,
need to
but
spill it
I want you to update it for me and get it back to me by email.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
you guys met?
I don't think so. John?
Sean is running for...
Oh, Sean. Oh, yeah. Okay, there you go.
This is...
Doherty.
Yeah,
yes?
Yeah.
Okay, out in front of the county building.
Yeah. And elsewhere, I hope, yes.
Yeah, storming the parking lot. But anyway, and you have... Don't you have Stacy Falls in hostage? Or, no, I mean, as a...
Campaign.
It's a reception, is there not?
Reception? Yeah, on Sunday.
This Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Day after tomorrow. See, get the news out.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow is Sunday.
Oh,
now,
okay.
So we didn't... You can actually announce it if you want. We're talking with...
Sean Doherty.
And Sean, you are... a politician, a local politician.
Oh, my God. I think that's, unfortunately, that's an accurate term.
I'm afraid so, yeah.
I don't self-identify as a politician.
No, I would hope not, for God's sake.
Ask him the question.
All right. He wants me to ask you the question. What are you going to do the day after you lose?
No, come on now.
No, I'm not saying you will lose, but...
That's right.
If you lose, what are you going to do the next day?
I would like to get involved more with the homeless union, actually.
Really?
Yeah, no, for real. That's
in
one
what
thing.
Way were you thinking?
Well, you know, I've been talking to Alicia about how we can get some more units built, maybe some, like, prefab units, because it's ridiculous what they're doing at Housing Matters, right? They're spending, what is it, like, $500,000?
You don't like their pallets? Now, come on.
I mean, I think in San Jose, they're managing to get something like for $60,000 a unit, something that has like basic utilities. It should be possible. And I think like 400 square feet per unit, whereas this one is like 250 square feet, the Housing Matters one, right? So
you probably know I...
Okay. All right. Well, let me just state that as fact. But
all right.
Feel free to correct me if people know better information. But yeah, so we could like almost double the square footage and pay like a tenth of the cost. So I'd like to work with the homeless...
But what about the case manager's salaries and the top executive? How could we afford that? And the new buildings? And what about the necessary...
Yeah, exactly.
I need to chime in. And the real estate to put it upon.
True.
Which we worship.
True.
And we hoard and we hide from anyone who needs...
That's a very cynical view. Pay no attention to the man behind...
No, I'm watching.
I
just watching. Okay.
I agree with him. I completely agree with that point. That's one of the major problems.
Even the church's earlier attempts to even get one upon the asphalt of a church parking lot was commonly ignored.
The churches need the room for the cars to park on Sunday. Now, come on.
But even asphalt. People don't share in this community nearly enough.
They're a real estate investment, son. You've got to be practical.
No, okay, enough said. But that don't leave that real estate thing out.
Certainly not.
I agree. And so I think that for addressing that problem, I was hoping to work with some members of local government. I'm just waiting for your face to show.
What members are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't even want to say any names, all right? I'm kind of mad at some people right now.
No, now come on. How could you be?
I'm not here today to talk smack about...
You've got to build bridges, not burn them,
exactly,
for heaven's sake.
Exactly. That's why I'm not going to say I'm mad at right
Very
now.
Very good. Well, what about Julian, Justin Cummings? He's a fine fellow. What have you got to say about that? I mean, not only that, but he's a man of color. He's in a relatively high and a good position. How has he treated... Has he signed on to your campaign, perhaps?
Oh, boy. I guess you know what's going on with that.
I don't, actually.
Okay, so he's actually endorsed the incumbent. Jimmy Panetta.
Well, Jimmy is a warrior worth standing for, or standing on, or something.
Yes, certainly that's what Jimmy wants us to believe.
Yeah.
Did you get that mailer that he sent out?
I might have, I don't know.
Oh, it's pretty wild, man. He sent out this giant glossy flyer that must have cost almost $1 to print. And it was with U.S. House funds that it was paid for. And it was sent out to all the registered voters. Actually, I'm not sure if it was all, because I went to one of my neighbors who I know is a Republican, and I asked them, did you get one of these? And they said no. So that's just anecdotal. But if this was about informing his constituents, it would have been nonpartisan. But if it was campaign propaganda, then they would have just sent it out to the people they thought might vote for him, for Jimmy.
So did you attend the latest anti-war Tinkle Trickle rally at the Ocean and Water Street?
Which one? I've been to a couple.
Well, the one that happened, I guess it happened this morning, from 11 to 12:30. I wasn't there myself.
No, I wasn't able to attend that one. I've been going to a few anti-Iran war protests, anti-Venezuela. It's like there's so much going on right now.
You mean anti-Venezuelan war? Do you mean against those dirty traitors in Venezuela who aren't giving up the oil fast enough?
Right. Well, yeah. So just to clarify, people who are opposed to the decapitation that our U.S. government committed of the Venezuelan government, the kidnapping of Maduro.
Even French revolutionaries did some decapitating. Don't you think that that's a bad idea?
I am not going to call for that.
You refuse to call for their heads?
I'm not going to call for executions. Sorry, man.
No executions. No. You're against the death penalty.
I'm
except for, of course, the Iranian people that continue to get the death penalty as long as you and I do very little. Lebanon, of course.
I mean, I'm very skeptical of anything that we're told about Iran, whether it be the people or the government. We've been meddling in that country for decades.
Meddling?
Yeah. Do you want me to use a stronger term?
You can say what you wish.
Well, I think meddling is a perfectly fair term for what we've been doing. But, I mean, it's really wild to see how the Trump administration has admitted that they manipulated Iran's currency, right, intentionally crashed the currency. They were sending arms to the protesters, trying to stir up violence. Right, they were trying to foment a coup.
What about arming the homeless here locally? What do you think?
I would just like them to have homes, actually.
Well, how about taking over some of those so-called vacant office buildings seem to be sitting vacant forever?
Yeah, I love ideas like that, converting some of these unused spaces, yeah, to some affordable units, absolutely.
Would you be waiting for a government to convert them, or will you be taking action individually, or...
Well, I'm not the anarchist here. You're the anarchist.
I'm
running for government.
Such words elude me.
Well, you know, I am running for government. So, yeah, I'm going to try to provide government solutions. But
once you fail in the election, what then?
Well, I provoked him into that question. And I really see it as we all lose sometimes. You could win the election and lose your soul to...
True. Oh, I agree, 100%.
Donors or whatever.
By the way, I knew what I was getting up to, getting into when I stepped up to this man. I know who this is. So none of this.
You flatter me, sir.
Yeah. Well, I lost my train of thought. But you know what? What I really like is as much as possible self-organization, particularly when it comes to the homeless. I think that self-organization is very important for. What we don't want to do is create prisons, like outdoor prisons. So I don't want them to be policed, but I want the people living there to take leadership.
Call them campuses. I think that would be better. Like the Coral Street campus, perhaps.
I mean, that's not a bad idea.
The Armory campus.
I'm not sure if you're kidding or not, but that's that's not a bad idea.
I think I got that idea from what City Hall is doing with respect, for example, to its exclusion from people here in Santa Cruz. You can't be out at City Hall grounds after 10 o'clock at night. It's considered trespass because you're violating the campus, you see.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, sometimes words really matter, and branding matters. So,
and rain matters too if you don't have a raincoat.
Yeah. Well, listen, man, I gotta get going, but
I know what I said. If you find the flyer of interest and you find some things, you think, oh, you didn't mention this, and I noticed this recently. I noticed this from my visiting the various office seekers in the area, and you don't have to name names directly, but if you do, and you have a good piece of factual information, try not to be afraid to do so.
Okay.
Even if it compromises their willingness to fund you or support you, right?
Well, that's not... Okay, yes, okay.
I mean,
it's understood.
Always a consideration you're going to have, so...
It's true. It's on a spectrum. I'm trying to completely stay away from that stuff, but you're right that, unfortunately, that's just part of the game, isn't it?
I mean, you have to keep going back to your core principles.
Yes.
Whatever they may be.
Yeah, well, I guess we're not going to find out until I actually get elected, huh? It's easy to have principles when we don't have any power. You know what I mean?
We can see you have power every day in what you do. We can observe what you do and see if, in fact, what those principles are. That's why I ask you what you're going to do the next day.
Right.
Because that's the most likely outcome. Not necessarily.
Sure. No, it's true. It's not the... Yeah, I agree. I'm an underdog. You're right. The more likely outcome is that I lose. But
a friendly underdog, for sure.
Definitely a friendly underdog. And I actually have a decent chance, man. I really do. Like, people are getting really pissed at Panetta. He's never going to be able to escape his complicity in the Holocaust in Gaza. That is on his permanent record. So I believe we're going to get him out of office.
But as a new Democrat, because I understand he joined the gang,
oh, I know.
You are with a group of people who can't really escape their complicity either.
I know. I agree entirely.
Joined the band, unfortunately.
As an institution, the Democratic Party is absolutely responsible.
As an operational group that puts forward things like indivisible, that doesn't go after the real wars, that lets that all continue. So what?
Although in the case of indivisible, I would level that criticism more at the national leadership than at some of the local chapters. Because I know, I think so. I think there are some local chapters where.
Do they stand up against the national leadership?
Probably not publicly. Probably not.
If you don't, then what? I don't know. I mean,
that's
I would.
Fair. That's fair.
I want to thank you for talking with me. We'll be playing this on Sunday. You got something happening on Sunday. What is that?
Oh, right. So we've got a house party. If you go to seanforcongress.org and click on events, then you can RSVP and then we'll send you the address. But it's right here in Santa Cruz, kind of the downtown area, just over the river.
Can you tell me the address? Because this will only be played for the first time. It'll be played for the first time 9:30 tomorrow morning. So we're just probably going to just barely get in by your time there.
I don't think I can give the address. We haven't been giving out the address publicly, so I don't think I can start. It's not my house, so I don't want to give them.
Okay, can you want to give your phone number so people can call you to get the address?
Sure, I can do that. Yeah, hang on a second. So they can call the campaign phone number, which is 831-325-2983.
Repeat it again.
831-325-2983.
Sounds good. And the
meet and greet tomorrow in Santa Cruz will be 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
5 to 7, and off mic.
So if you want to check in with Sean Doherty, now a Democrat, but one who opposes Panetta's militaristic Trumpist-type policies, and that's what I think the Democrats generally do for military bases around the world and collusion with the military state. You can get in touch with them at 325-2983, and you can show up at the, I guess it's his rally, his kickoff rally, at and get the address to go. So, a little more music before we sign off.
On the birds and bees, that terribly fraught subject they call sexuality. Folks have such opinions on the way to do it right. We could keep on yakking all day and night. Let's talk about sex. There's a hers or his. If it feels good, it probably is. That's the bottom line. Once you factor in things like consensuality, if we believe in freedom, then let's be free enough to know if we like it gentle or if we like it rough. Let's talk about sex. There's a hers or his. If it feels good, it probably is. If you like giving orders, if you like to receive, or if you're just a fan of equanimity, there just might be someone out there for every preference. So maybe it's time to jump off of that fence. Let's talk about sex. There's a hers or his. If it feels good, it probably is. Let's talk about sex. There's a hers or his. If it feels good.
And now I'm going to reiterate what is coming up in the June 12th, 2016 flashback, because I promised you we'd be rolling into the flashback and realized I had additional material for the current edition and then played it, the interviews you just heard from the most recent Food Not Bombs Saturday. So let's go back to the June 12, 2016 flashback in a moment, which you're going to be hearing as a former MH Can client, that's a Mental Health Community Alliance Network, Clients Alliance Network, never sure which. The client is Righteous Ranster Reynolds, as I called him then. And then you have, talking no doubt about MH Can and probably some concerns, former Cannabis C4 member, that's the committee formed by the Board of Supervisors to advise them on how to avoid having to face the electorate when they were passing a repressive law governing cannabis growers back in 2016, and they were faced with the fact that the growers got together an initiative that looked like it was going to get put on the ballot. So they suddenly backtreaded and backstepped and backswam and so forth so they could avoid that. And the person talking about that is Nip of News, as I call him, Nick Balich, or Balak. Then we have a world-weary Willie under baggage. Not sure what he's talking about, but you'll learn if you listen to this. And Double Duty Doug Loisel, methadone clinic manager, youth counselor, and former executive director of the what became Funding Matters, or Housing Matters, the notorious Housing Matters. It was then called the Homeless Services Center. We called it the Homeless Lack of Services Center because they were even then cutting back on services and having, there were all kinds of problems developing there. But when Doug Loisel was the boss, things actually got better for a time until he was kicked out. He talks also about the medical murder of Krista DeLuca in the Santa Cruz City jail last year. Remembering the name, but not much of the details of any of that. But if you listen to this, you'll get at least Doug Loisel and probably some of my analysis of this. Plus, there's a lot more. It's a long audio file. So that's what's coming up for you. Enjoy it. And as mentioned before, call me up if you have any thoughts about what you may want to put on that you've seen that you feel has been under-discussed. It's instead, you know, been neglected. Or if you feel there have been any inaccuracies in anything I've said, or stuff that is maybe had better put into a broader context, or give me a call, 423-4833, and we'll talk. And who knows, maybe you can talk on the show as well. 423-4833.